Chapter 14. Back to the White Hall. Melissa heard the hall door creak open, followed by the sound of footsteps echoing off the concrete. Her heart sank as she saw Killian approaching her stall. She tensed. Was he here for her? When he appeared at her stall, his gaze fixed on her, she knew he was. The question now was whether he expected her to assume the submissive pose. Uncertainty gripped her. Killian had a twisted pleasure in using the cattle prod on her, and any misstep could provoke him. Deciding against giving him any reason to use the prod, Melissa chose the lesser of two evils. She despised the submissive pose, but the pain from the cattle prod was worse. So she resolved to err on the side of caution. Killian started unlocking the door. As Killian began to unlock her door, Melissa did not rise to her feet. Instead, from where she sat, she maneuvered her body forward, transitioning to her knees, and then lowered herself onto the cement floor. She positioned herself parallel to the bars, her head pointed towards the door, and placed her hands beside her head, palms up and legs spread as Nala had taught her. Killian stepped into the stall.
"Very good,"
he remarked with an approving tone. Despite being in the demeaning position she was, Melissa was jubilant on the inside. Killian had praised her. That meant she had made the right decision. She was less likely to be tortured at his hands. Melissa's ears picked up the sound of his cattle prod being unholstered, the familiar crackle of electricity sparking to life, though out of her sight. He hadn't used it on her yet, merely toying with the device, savoring the anticipation. He leisurely moved beside her, settling into a half-kneeling position. The cold tip of the cattle prod pressed against the space between her shoulder blades, sending a shiver of fear through her body. Melissa tensed. He was playing with her, she thought. He would not shock her. Not now, when she had followed the rules. She should be safe. The prod traced a path down her spine, a mockingly gentle touch, reaching the small of her back without delivering its painful jolt. He shifted his position to continue his torment, the prod now moving from the base of her spine, tracing over her buttocks, still without discharging its electric charge. Melissa was deeply uncomfortable. She silently pleaded for him to cease this torment. Although Killian hadn't administered a shock yet, the threat of it was enough to torment her. She reminded herself not to move from her position. Nala had been clear that breaking position without permission was forbidden. She suspected that Killian was baiting her, waiting for any sign of an evasive movement that would justify punishment. She was determined not to give him a pretense for torturing her, despite the difficulty. The cattle prod then moved over her buttocks, tracing them in an up and down motion. As it descended, Killian tilted the device so that instead of pointing down, it was angled inward toward Melissa's body. Eventually, he pressed it against her anus. Melissa couldn't take it anymore. This was serving no purpose other than to inflict psychological distress on her. Still, she maintained her position, longing for this ordeal to end.
"Killian, please don't,"
Melissa begged, her voice laced with desperation.
"Did you just speak without permission?"
Killian questioned teasingly.
"I'm sorry, sir,"
Melissa exclaimed, immediately regretting her mistake. She was concerned. Had she just given him the excuse he was waiting for to use the prod?
"May I speak, sir?"
"And I'm pretty sure you didn't use sir before,"
he noted.
"All right, you may speak. What is it you want to say?"
"Killian, please don't shock me there,"
Melissa implored. The prod still rested against her anus, and fear of punishment kept her in place.
"Why not?"
"Because it will be very painful, and I don't deserve it."
Melissa's words spilled out before she could stop them. She felt the prod tap against her twice, a subtle warning. She hastily corrected herself.
"Sir!"
"You did speak without permission,"
he reminded her.
"I'm sorry, sir,"
she pleaded, her voice trembling.
I promise it won't happen again, sir. Please, take the cattle prod away from there, sir.
You will be on your best behavior then?
He asked playfully.
Yes, sir. I'll do whatever you say. Just don't touch me there with the cattle prod, sir.
Okay, I'll give you a chance.
Killian conceded.
Well done. Not breaking position.
Melissa felt the cold metal electrodes of the cattle prod withdraw from her anus, and a wave of relief washed over her as she let out a long breath. Melissa felt some pride. She was proud that she had managed not to break position. Killian had tested her, and she had passed the test, but she had forgotten to ask for permission to speak, and she had forgotten to say, "Sir." That had almost gotten her into trouble. She resolved to do better in the future.
Thank you, sir,
Melissa whispered. She heard the familiar crackle of electricity, indicating that Killian had activated the prod. However, it wasn't making contact with her flesh. He simply enjoyed wielding the device. That shock would have been for her if she had broken position. Killian rose and moved to the side wall in front of her head, where he casually leaned back.
You know, I've been informed that my earlier use of the cattle prod on you might have been excessive.
Yes, Nala gave you a piece of her mind, Melissa thought to herself. She had witnessed that confrontation, but she kept her silence.
Apparently, it's not conducive to good animal management. I will try to use it more sparingly from now on.
You just put me through hell with that thing, Melissa thought bitterly. Even if you didn't deliver a shock, the threat alone was torment enough.
What do you say, Melissa? Are we good?
No, we are far from good, Melissa thought to herself, her mind reeling. You've just toyed with me for your own twisted amusement, and now you expect forgiveness? If she were still free, if she had rights, Melissa would have confronted him with the full force of her indignation. She found it hard to believe that only a day ago she had been free, but freedom or rights were no longer hers, and she was compelled to comply. Naked on the ground at the mercy of her tormentor, she had no option but to give the one response he expected.
Yes, sir.
Excellent!
Killian replied with satisfaction. He took out handcuffs. Melissa heard the familiar clink of steel. She tried to glance up to make sure, but she couldn't see that high. He was going to restrain her. Nala had taught her what she must do. She must offer him her hands for binding. Killian moved closer, positioning himself near her hips. Melissa obediently placed her hands behind her back, attempting to align her wrists as closely as Nala had shown her.
Very good,
Killian complimented when he saw Melissa's wrists positioned correctly for him. Her skin was still marked from this morning's cuffs.
You really are on your best behavior, Melissa.
Thank you, sir. Melissa hated that she had to say this, but did feel oddly thankful for his acknowledgement and proud that she had managed to follow the slave protocol to Killian's satisfaction, which she hoped meant he would not hurt her. He snapped the handcuffs around her wrists. Melissa felt the familiar coolness of the steel of the handcuffs tighten around the skin of her still sore wrists.
Stand up,
Killian ordered. With her hands now cuffed behind her back, Melissa faced the challenge of rising. Without the use of her arms, she rolled onto her side, drew her legs up, and pushed with her bound hands against the concrete to lift her torso over her bent knees. She then leveraged herself upward. Killian made no move to assist her.
Let's go,
he said, giving her a playful slap on her bottom. Melissa stepped out of the stall, the sound of her hobble chain scraping against the concrete floor underfoot. She paused to wait for Killian's lead. Standing upright, her nudity was once again on display, her breasts and vagina no longer concealed as they had been in the submissive pose. She felt exposed and vulnerable, longing for the ability to cover herself, but her cuffed arms prevented any such comfort. Killian exited right behind her,
What will happen to me now, sir?
The veterinarian wants to see you. Some checks, I guess. Where's your leash?
He inquired.
Nala took it with her, sir.
Okay, no problem.
Killian responded casually. He hooked a finger through the D-ring of Melissa's collar and tugged it sharply down to his hip. Caught off guard, Melissa felt the collar's edge press painfully into her neck. The jolt of pain instinctively forced her to follow his motion. She gasped in surprise, her body bending forward as she moved next to him, her head awkwardly turned, her eyes fixed on his crotch. The collar, now tight around her throat, made her cough as it momentarily restricted her airway during the abrupt pull. Regaining her balance was difficult without the use of her arms, which were chained behind her back. Anger bubbled within Melissa. She hadn't provoked this treatment, and it wasn't her fault that she was without a leash. Nayla had taken it. The stress of the position Killian forced her into made her sweat. As Killian began to walk, Melissa was compelled to match his pace, her head kept at an uncomfortable angle by Killian's tight grip on her collar, forcing her to look at Killian's crotch. Melissa couldn't see where they were going. The collar prevented her from looking ahead. Each time she tried, the collar pressed against her windpipe, causing her both pain and difficulty breathing. She concentrated on matching Killian's pace to minimize the pain as they walked, while hearing the echoing jangle of her hobble chain.